Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv. We are live in my living room in Shaker Heights. It used to be my basement in Cleveland, but now we've...
Tremont.
Now we're moving on up.
We're moving on up. To the east side, even.
To the east side. To a...
A palatial estate.
No. This is not palatial. This is not.
You're just being modest.
No, I'm not just being modest. Okay, if you want to see... Okay, look. If you want to see palatial, all right, you should go see... There are some houses very close to...
here, on Fairmount, that are palatial.
If you want to see palatial, you can look through my backyard to the houses on Shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to see palatial, you could drive up Fairmount, you could drive up Shaker, or drive through all these other streets like South Park and the West Park and the streets around there. If you want to see palatial, you could try very close to the Crocker Park Shopping Center on Hilliard. Go south.
No. Let's
go
keep
south
this east side because you've moved to the old money part of town.
Well, okay, but...
It's true. Come
if
on.
You go out to places...
Jacob Brothers did all this stuff.
Further east than here...
Yes.
Jacob Brothers didn't build this stuff.
No,
Van Swearingen.
Yeah, who built the rapid transit line? Was that
Van Swearingen
or whoever
the
it
Van
was?
Van Swearingen's built Shaker Heights.
As the first like commuter, people were supposed to ride the rail and go downtown, and
that's
it was
true.
A legendary and nationwide breaking event.
I don't know if that's really true. I mean,
I might be embarrassed.
They already had
a little.
Like subways in several other cities.
I don't know if
public
that's true.
Transit. Sure it is. I mean, this neighborhood was only built turn of the century, after the turn of the century.
No, earlier than that.
Well, this house is 1918.
No. All right.
So.
Your house is older than my house.
Yeah.
By only 10 years.
But it's not as old as my Tremont house.
That's
right. 1907.
True. Ah, so you are improving with age.
Yeah, we got a nice new one. Okay, and
Does it save on gas? That's the big question.
No. I believe this may be a bit of a gas guzzler, actually, but we'll find out. This is we've made the move from forced air to radiators.
Yes.
No central air yet again. And this time the whole house is two-prong knob and tube wiring. Yay!
Yeah, I've been rewiring my house. I've done
well. Look, one of my in-laws is an electrician. He used to have his own. Rather sizable,
Dory.
Electric contracting firm. Now I think he's running, all of the electricity maintenance or whatever for a city or a county. Don's doing something like that now, right? He's got, a desk job now or something. No. Okay, well, anyway, this guy said that knob and tube is just fine. In fact, he likes it. In some ways, he likes it better than modern wiring. He likes the space between the wires, and he actually, in many respects, thinks it's safer, and it's perfectly fine for most applications.
Okay.
And, of course, in these spots in the house where they've, improved the electric for, a large window air conditioner and stuff like that, they've run regular modern three-prong, wire, and everything's hunky-dory. We've got a couple of mics right here.
I just, for me the thing is with electronics,
undo it a little.
Nowadays all having three-prong plugs.
Well, you put an adapter on an outlet strip and you're fine.
Well, yeah.
Or you can do what I've done, which is anywhere there's actual three-prong wiring, you just run 42 outlet strips out of it and... Like everything you've got it now.
Well, I mean, I do have a 25-foot, extension cord running to my computer station, so it's no big deal.
There you go.
But really rewiring, the first floor is pretty simple. The wiring just comes up through the floor anyway.
That's right.
Piece of cake.
Yeah. So, on our first floor here, it wouldn't be that tough if we were going to
do something.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi. Am I showing up?
Oh, you're very low.
Turn her up.
Turn me on and up, baby.
Which one are you?
Tune in, turn on, and drop out.
On the right.
Say something.
Our public service announcement.
Something.
No. What? Don't say it right after Matt says it, man. I got to be able to see it on the thing here.
Sibilance.
Would you wait Deck. wait 5 seconds until we all stop talking? All right, nobody say anything. Wait. Okay, now talk.
Hi.
That's good.
All right, then.
Much better.
I like how you yelled at me, though, about it.
I like to yell at you.
That was yelling?
That's what she says every
that's
time.
That's weak.
I'll be like, Dory, would you please not do that right now? Why do you have to scream at me? Yeah, I'll be like, why do you have to yell at me? Why do you have to scream at me? Yeah, you. I'm looking at you.
I think we know who the whiner is in this relationship.
Okay,
we don't need to
whatever.
Discuss this on the air.
Whatever. Whatever. Anyway, so here we are in the new studio. Instead of being in the basement, sitting around a table in uncomfortable chairs, we've decided to do it in the living room where we can lounge, use bad posture.
Eat dinner.
Eat dinner. God, that just stinks.
What did you get?
I got a gyro.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's like...
Do you want to move this outside?
No. It smells a little bit like I need to go check my furnace or something. Like, it smells burnt.
Do you partake of the gyro?
I love
the gyro.
I love it.
Smells like.
I really enjoy
people.
The ones down at the West Side Market. I think it's
y'all, those are fantastic.
You know, Maxim called them the best in the country.
No, I didn't. But let me tell you, I got some strange looks when I boarded the plane last week for Florida. I was going to a portfolio conference. The two magazines in my hands were Scientific American and Maxim.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Wow.
So
you're like a man about town, like a man in the know, man. So hip. Oh, someone's cell phone.
My
ringing.
Cell phone's blowing up.
Are you gonna go get that?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe our show mascot would go get it.
Poppy.
I was kind of looking at Yoko, actually.
Oh, I'm a mascot now?
No, I'm just kidding.
I can go to bed.
What's that?
Already?
I can go to bed.
No,
I'm
okay.
I'm so tired.
Stick around. Okay, so where was we? We weren't really anywhere.
We were admiring your new house.
We've got a lot to
you
talk about.
You guys deserve credit, and now we'd like to get into the real show.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. We have a Shane's YouTube clip of the week that's actually from Shane.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's pretty funny, too, I have to say. It's very good.
I look forward to
what
it.
What is it?
It is.
There's not that segment of the show yet.
Yeah, well,
you're
we'll
just giving us a teaser of everything.
We'll find out, but I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed
Irv's
it.
Irv's just a big tease. We all know it.
That's right.
Totally.
And then there's. And that's really all we have planned for the show. But
wait. We have two other things that we should at least mention, if not discuss. Since we've had the last show, I'd say two important people passed on, Tim Russert and George Carlin.
Yes, but I don't think that their contributions to open source software can be overestimated.
But I think you're right.
Still tragic. I got depressed with George Carlin.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
I was kind of like, so this is how it starts, like when everyone you know starts dying. I'm like officially old.
What?
Well, he was in his 70s.
He was 71. That's not old anymore.
Yeah, but I grew
up. When David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston start croaking, that's when we're old.
Well, okay, but I remember seeing...
Are they older than we are?
They're about the same age.
Okay. Sorry, Nori, go ahead.
And when Madonna dies,
they're
you'll
older
feel
than
old.
I am.
You'll feel old when Madonna croaks.
She's 50.
She's 50 or so now.
Yeah, well, so she'll be like 82 and a recluse, and one day she'll just pass away, or there'll be shit all over the National Enquirer, Madonna's last tragic days or something like that, Madonna's fight for life. You'll be, you know, 60-something.
You're depressing the shit out of me. Stop talking.
And the listening audience.
You'll be in your 60s.
My God.
You'll be in the, I don't know what kind of grocery stores will be around in 2035 or whatever.
The Tang store?
There won't be.
Is that trying to be a Chinese reference?
No, it was a reference to space stuff from back in the 60s. We'll have Tang and... do you guys remember eating that freeze-dried ice cream in little foil packs that would bring to school?
Well,
yep.
Seeing as how the Smithsonian was only half an hour from my house, we had a lot of that freeze-dried ice cream going around.
That's disgusting.
Lots of trips to the Air and Space Museum.
We used to consume Tang by the gallon. Absurd.
Gallon.
We never had any like drink mixes in my house, but my friend Matt Williams... They always had
Herb
a full selection of Weilers. Weiler's was a brand
was
of
a brand of Kool-Aid.
It was similar to Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is Matt brought. They had better Corson Donk.
They had better lemon lime, I think.
I wouldn't know. I just recall, you know, their purple stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
Corson Donk.
Yeah,
yummy.
Some Belgian.
That says
shit.
Delicious to me.
Anyway,
in the name.
So yes, I think when Madonna finally croaks after her fight for life, while you're standing there,
George Carlin,
waiting to pick up my boner pills.
Like, we'll be buying those. Come on, get real.
That was so goddamn funny on Saturday Night Live, their thing for Viagra. They show this old dude sitting in a chair, and he's like, thanks to Viagra, my wife and I are, we're like kids again. And then his, like, really annoyed wife standing behind him goes, yeah, thanks a lot, Viagra. Because this crusty old dude's attacking her with his fucking stale Johnson.
I love the scene in Road Trip when they go to visit Stifler's grandparents or something.
Stifler, first of all, is from American
Pie.
Yeah,
but it's that same dude.
John William Scott.
Thank you.
But they're
visiting Tom Green's grandparents.
That's right.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's stoned and with a boner in that song, like, I see you, baby.
No, he's not stoned yet.
Oh,
he's just
stoned.
Watching, like, the aerobics or whatever, and he stands up to greet everyone, and he's got a raging boner, and I can think his wife says, honey, your boner. And he's like, oh, well, what do you want me to do? Something like that. And then later he's like, so are you going to like that
doobie or not?
Yeah. The dog starts talking to him. Hey, old man, where are the chips? You know, something like that.
He says, blueberry pancakes.
I'm telling you, that whole movie, I enjoyed that immensely. That movie.
It's a good movie. Now, where were we?
Oh, anyway, the result of that, though, was that the Wow of the Week should be, what's the website that does the Deadpool?
Deadpool.com?
Is it Deadpool.com?
I don't know.
I couldn't remember.
Did someone win money on this one?
Well, I seriously doubt anyone had Tim Russert.
Yeah, he was like, what, 50?
George Carlin, though. He was like 58.
That's nuts.
A graduate from the Kinesis Jesuit School in Pennsylvania.
Kinesis Jesuit?
I'm probably butchering the pronunciation, but...
You're butchering?
Butchering it. Butchering it.
No, butchering it means...
I'm catching it.
Something else as well. So isn't there like a bare metal question and...
No, I put the notice out too friggin' late.
Yeah.
How about a piece of flair? We just moved. Do we have any new pieces of flair?
Well, I changed ISPs.
Oh, you would know.
I'm with Wide Open West.
Oh, I heard about them.
Yeah. I mean, it's been okay. It's cable, modem. Mm-hmm. It's been okay. Yeah, we're getting... we're going to move to their plan where you get... digital value basic, whatever it's called. It's just basically your big bunch of channels plus pay-per-view and on-demand stuff.
How much?
Well, I get that plus...
Internet?
No movie channels, okay?
Right,
okay.
I understand completely digital value basic.
DVR, mm-hmm. 2 megabit internet connection, okay. And VoIP.
Oh, you're going to VoIP.
We already did with Magic Jack, and this shit doesn't work.
We need to talk about Magic Jack.
Magic Jack
doesn't
up Jack.
Well, I was, but I'll tell you what. And anyway, we're going to VoIP, and the whole thing is $99.99 a month.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I mean, I pay $120 for cell phone plus internet plus a landline that I don't use. So you're, you know, getting basic cable out of it as well.
Yeah. Plan a DVR.
No, it's all good, but can we discuss why Magic Jack sucks? And if it's the same technology,
well, it's not it's not the same technology.
Well, what does VoIP stand for?
Voice over IP. It is VoIP, and
well,
so is Magic Jack to a certain degree. But
explain what voice over IP is first.
You go.
Why do I gotta go?
Because I don't know what it is.
You're the one who's the master.
Explanation of the acronym really didn't enlighten me at all.
It's called Voice over IP, and what that means is Voice over Internet Protocol, which means Voice over IP. Well, VoIP is a way of basically turning your phone call into basically something that goes out over the internet and goes to some special routers that can then turn it into a phone call.
Only if you're calling VoIP. So voice over IP lets you not use the traditional phone network if you are making a VoIP to VoIP call.
Which is funny
They're
because
completely free. It's an internet connection. You could call somebody in BFE, literally. And
that's that whole Vonage thing, right?
That's a whole Vonage thing, exactly.
It's funny though, some people do it over a DSL connection, which is copper anyway.
Yeah.
But in this case we're doing it over cable and we don't have a traditional
landline.
Any copper service. We have it, it comes to the house, but we're not using it for anything. So
as Irv said, to make a call to a non VoIP customer, then yes, it goes through a gateway and they hook up with the phone company. So then they just charge you, a small fee for that.
So who charges me a small fee for that?
Wide Open West.
Wide Open West.
Oh, but
they
have a flat fee.
They have to pay.
Okay.
They have to pay some phone company for the hookup, so that they can turn an internet-based phone call into a real one. Mm-hmm. So they piggyback on the telco.
Supposedly, basically. It's fairly cheap because they're able to bulk.
Well, they probably just, have a number of really, high grade, I don't even know if it's like PBX type things or what. I mean, you could imagine
PBX?
Public exchange. It's like a telephone technology that you use like in an office where you have like your, you have like two phone numbers, but you have 35 phones, or something. Or like you have like 10 phone lines. And 35 phones, and you have to have some equipment in your office in a closet somewhere to handle all that.
I see.
Okay, so all that intercom and you click on the button that says line one, and it makes the whole connection,
right, but
and everything.
You run the risk of clogging up all the lines that are available, right? You don't have enough lines.
Well, I mean, I can only assume that whatever it is that they have is either done digitally. I assume that it can handle, because you have to understand that a phone call takes up very, very, very little bandwidth. When you consider the fact that, they can bundle on one, wire. Well, they can bundle, 64 telephone calls or something like that, or, whatever.
I actually don't know, but I know that most company phone trunks are a fraction of a T1, and that serves, probably an office of 100 people.
Yeah.
Well,
the phone company virtualizes somehow those phone calls.
I think what they do is they multiplex them. So
I think that's the right term.
I think what they do is they use, they have this carrier wave or some kind of frequency going along this line, and then what they're able to do is tweak it 1,000 different ways at the same time to carry all this information on, and then on the other end they've got a machine that's able to decode it all. So it's kind of like a set of modems or something. You got a multiplexer and probably a demultiplexer, and it's all incredibly sophisticated. And
old technology.
Yeah, but I'm sure the way that the VoIP hooks up to it is something kind of new, something digital, something kind of new, and I'm sure the capacity is.
Well, wait,
okay. Enormous.
That was very interesting, actually. But the thing that I'm curious about, though, is why does Magic Jack suck my balls?
Well, Magic Jack claims to have something that they use called the WiMAX network. And that's the letter Y, M-A-X, WiMAX. And supposedly they're not piggybacking. Supposedly what they're doing is they are actually taking your sort of VoIP call over the internet to their servers, which then use their own hardware to make physical phone calls. Like they're claiming like their own actual sort of physical sort of network.
It sucks.
Well, you know what? The thing is that outgoing calls seem to be fine. For the most part, outgoing calls are fine.
Except for those few times where I call and, it doesn't ring, or I call and then a person can't hear me, which is rare.
Well, I'm saying with the outgoing calls, I would say like 19 out of 20 calls so far have been fine. But incoming calls, I would say one out of two at least, you cannot hear the person who's calling you. They can hear you. You cannot hear them, and you basically say to the phone, I'll call you right back.
Call you right back.
And then you call them, and it's fine. And this has been happening, and it seems to happen like certain networks, like certain cell phone companies, certain cell networks, certain people, call, you know, depending on where you're calling from, seem to work more often than others. Very, very imperfect, and I'm going to, you know, as soon as we have our VoIP in, and it seems to be working.
Well, it's not in yet.
No, we'll have it on like July 1st or something. Oh. And also with the Magic Jack, you can't port your numbers over. So luckily I kept them for a while at the old place to run the security system. So we're going to get our old numbers back. And it'll work out.
Speaking of, are somebody living there now? Is it cool?
Not yet. They haven't moved in yet.
Okay.
They're moving in July 15th.
Nice.
Very cool. We still have a little bit of time. So we'll plenty of time, and you can come over and help me haul crap out of there.
I thought it was July 10th.
Just let me know.
15th.
Is it definite now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, just give me some heads up before the day.
Yeah, I'm just playing.
No. I don't mind.
But anyway, that's kind of... So the deal is the Magic Jack, interesting. It's a little USB thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and with a phone jack on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And another one of their things, though, is that you can basically take your phone number anywhere you go. So if you go on vacation, as long as you get an internet connection, you just plug it in, and now you've got your phone number.
Well, ideally, that would be...
Interesting concept.
It'd be very cool.
It's very cheap. It's like $30 a year.
Hmm.
And it's all unlimited, you know, local and long distance, and international calling, you basically, like, prepay for it, and it's as low as, like, 2 cents a minute or something. But the shit doesn't fucking work consistently.
And the reception goes in and out. Like, the calls break up like you're in a bad cell. I mean, it's just really weird.
And I don't know. I suspect that they're using a little bit more bandwidth than, say, like, a typical VoIP call. I think maybe they're trying to get better sound quality.
Well, they might also be going through, you know, growing pains as well. I don't know how they're doing as a company. You know,
they're running an infomercial, and they've won, like, a ton of industry awards, you know, like PC Magazine and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, well, this is great. This sounds perfect. This sounds much better. You know, I'm already running servers, you know, I'll just plug them in and use them, and it just hasn't worked out.
Or like when you're downloading something big from the internet, the phones will cut out or they won't ring. It's just,
I don't know.
ID's
That's
not
a
working.
Problem with voice over IP in general anyway.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue to have that problem. Fabulous.
Well,
not
that's not true because...
It is true.
Well, it's...
Anything that uses internet bandwidth
except that they're going to bring over a special VoIP router which is going to perform QoS.
Right, so they have to do extra work on
connection. Well, they're not going to do it.
That's true.
They're basically going to shape the traffic to give the phone calls top priority, so your download might... If it's a question between... phone call or download, your download's going to have to wait. It's going to drop the packets of your download until there's enough bandwidth to accommodate both.
And I understand that. I'm just saying that it does.
You don't understand shit.
Whatever. Bite me.
Right. Well, okay, so like if bandwidth were like a faucet running in the kitchen, like
it's a series of tubes.
What percentage of the bandwidth is used up by the phone call?
Well, it's not supposed to be very much. And you know, I'm going to go to howitworks.com, and we're going to look it up, okay? Jesus.
Well, I will be flaming mad if we have the same fucking problems with VoIP that we're having with Magic Jack.
All the people I know who have actual, like, VoIP are pretty pleased with it. They don't complain to me about it.
My grandmother has it, and I have to
admit... Wow, she's pretty advanced for a granny.
Well,
You did it?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it. I said, listen, man, you know, you're paying out the yazoo for this phone stuff. You've got cable. I want to get you off of dial-up AOL anyway. Let's give Time Warner a call and, you know, make all this happen. And it's cheaper now.
Yeah.
So she's much happier, and now she has voice over IP and, you know, whatever. And she hasn't complained about it at all. Honestly, she doesn't use her landline all that much anyway. But I have noticed that every now and again when I call there, the sound quality is not what I'm used to, you know, over traditional phone network. It's just different. It's not terrible. It's just different.
Yeah.
You'll get used to it.
Like hemorrhoids or...
Probably. I don't know that I've ever suffered from those, so I can't really relate.
All right, if you've never heard of VoIP, get ready to change the way you think about long-distance phone calls.
VoIP, oh, please skip
or
the
voice
marketing
over
speech.
Internet protocol is a method for taking analog audio signals, like the kind you hear when you talk on the phone, and turn them into digital data that can be transmitted over the internet. Fuck you. You're listening.
Skip to the good parts.
VoIP is a revolutionary technology. No.
Jesus shit. Did you read the
They all lived happily ever after.
Shut up.
Sometimes VoIP is useful.
Shut up.
Can you please do that in the Cherry 2000 voice?
We want circuit switching, packet switching, what?
I want to know how much bandwidth it takes. Very short attention span theory.
Codecs.
No.
Wait a second. A codec? Wait, this should tell you how much. Shouldn't it?
No.
Jerks.
What's a codec?
The codec is what it uses to encode your analog into digital. It's you know, there are all sorts of different codecs out there, you know, algorithms for turning analog into digital, and some do it with better sound quality, but they use more, you know, takes more data to do that.
They have more, it's more resolution on the analog.
You remember calculus?
Oh, I completely do. I totally understand how digitization works.
Okay.
I just wasn't sure, like, what kind of... So I followed that, no problem. I'm just...
Yeah.
I never heard the term codecs before.
A codec is just simply a word for the collection of algorithms that they use to compress or decompress data.
Sexy.
MP3s are actually created by the... What is it? The Fraunhofer...
Hoffenreffer?
Hoffenreffer, you know, algorithm or codec. Ogg Vorbis is a different codec. You know,
wow.
There's all kinds of different stuff. Anyway.
Your dork heads are showing.
Well, it's interesting because you can patent, I think you can patent the algorithm, but you can't patent individual implementations of the algorithm. Does that make sense?
I guess so. I mean, like, you can patent the tool, but not the output.
You can patent the tool, but not the output.
But you can patent the algorithm, which is the tool.
Yeah, you're right.
Like
yeah.
A song
well,
or something
you,
that you
but it's not so much, it's not the output, though. It's I don't think you can actually patent, like, if you wrote software to implement the tool, you can't patent that software. Anybody could write, you know, how whatever method they want to
well,
do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, because software languages can be, you know, the algorithm is the basic idea
structure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get you.
At least I think that's the way it works.
I always thought that I'd be a good algorithm writer.
Probably. I don't know how good your math skills are.
Well,
are you smarter than a fifth grader? That's what I want to know.
I would think so, but you never know.
I bought that game for my Nintendo DS just for the kicks of it. It was $20.
Were you smarter than a fifth grader?
I have only been completely smarter than a fifth grader 5 times since I've picked up the game.
Really?
All the other times, I have missed the $1 million question.
Oh, that's irritating.
Yeah. I consistently make it to the 500,000 mark, but that $1 million question, my God, it's
a bitch. Give me an example of a $1 million question you can't get.
It's the one that I remember right now was, trees belong to, this family of plants or something like that.
And they didn't give you options to choose?
No, it's, you gotta write in your answer.
Oh my
So goodness. I'm curious to see if there, how it handles, like, spelling mistakes. I haven't run up against that yet, but anyway, the answer was... Do you know what trees belong to?
What? The phylum?
Phylum, yeah.
No.
No? Dicots. I didn't know that. I went for deciduous. I'm like, oh, wait, that's too low
level. I lost another
level.
Loan to dicots.
Yeah, dicots.
What friggin' fifth grader on the street actually knows that? That's what I want to know.
Hey, you know?
Zero.
These are clearly fifth graders who are passing their standardized tests, unlike fifth graders in Ohio.
Yeah, okay. But dicots, really?
I'm going to Cedar Fair this summer.
Must be good.
Thank you.
Giggity.
Anyway, I have some of these. There are three or four major coding algorithms. They have these G.7XX.
Cool.
Numbers.
Are they lossy or lossless?
Oh, I'm sure they're extremely lossy.
What the hell is lossy mean?
Lossy means it will strip data to preserve space. Lossless is basically they don't strip out any audio data. They must simply organize or store it more effectively. Because if you look at like FLAC file sizes, mm-hmm. they're much smaller than
waves,
mm-hmm. but they're lossless apparently. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what to say. But apparently it looks like anywhere from 17 kilobits per second to... Is this kilobits or kilobytes?
Is it large KB or small KB?
Small KB.
That's kilobits.
That's what I thought. So anywhere from 16 to 80 kilobits per second. Even at 80 kilobits per second, that's only, what, 10 kilobytes per second?
Mm-hmm.
That's like two dial-up lines tied together.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take a very much bandwidth.
The thing, though...
Let's put it this way.
They're saying, like, even at the highest compression... I mean, even at the highest quality
lowest
is 80...
Compression.
Lowest compression. Least amount of audio signal loss, and so the highest bandwidth call is something on the order of 64 to 80 kilobits per second. So that's 80,000 bits per second, right?
Yeah.
We are paying for 2 million bits per second.
So it's nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, why should it... Why
it should be.
Yeah.
The thing is, latency comes into effect as well. That's the delay that it takes a packet of information to make it from here to there. So if you imagine a continuous stream of sound, any delay of those packets shows up on the other end.
So say that again? So you're saying that there's going to be a lag time between what you say and what
person possible. Hears? It's possible. I'm just saying it's possible.
Well, isn't that possible with phone lines too?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, isn't it still packets of information?
But they're not...
Phone lines are analog.
Phone lines are analog, and they may be digitally... You know, handled at the backbone end where the phone companies actually are, but they're using a protocol for handling that information where that doesn't matter. The IP protocol accepts delayed delivery of packets.
Minimum bandwidth speed of 128 kilobits per second is required for Magic Jack. So,
which is
clearly higher than these other compression schemes.
That's
only...
What was the 56K modem? Was that kilobytes or kilobits?
56 kilobits.
Was it 56 kilobits?
Yeah, that's why when you were on dial-up, you got like 6 kilobytes per second or something.
Mm-hmm.
5 or 6. Where if things were going good.
Right.
This is 120. The 128 divided by 8 is 16. So this requires 16 kilobytes per second. So I guess it's conceivable that that could be hard to come by at times, but that's not a whole lot. But that's the minimum. That's the minimum. What if they needed like 20 or 25 mm-hmm. for some reason? So, we're going to try out the VoIP from Wide Open West. We'll see how it goes. I'm sure that they're going to do, you know, some kind of QoS.
Probably.
And to make sure that it works, you know. And
yeah.
The rest of our internet connection will just have to suffer. But I guess when we do get this thing, we're going to be able to see caller ID on the TV.
Cool.
Awesome. I'd like to be able to see the friggin' caller ID on the phone. That would be nice.
It works.
It does not work at all today. I kept getting incoming call messages on the friggin' phone.
Oh, fine. Let me just tell you that if you are going to get phone service that your wife is going to use, make sure it works.
Because boy, are they a handful.
Because chicks and their phones have a special relationship. Yappity, yappity, yap, yap, yap.
Yackity, yak. Don't talk back.
You're right. So anyway, I wanted to talk to you about a possible format change for the show.
Okay.
So
do we want to do Shane's YouTube clip of the week first? Or do you want to talk about the change?
No, we'll finish up with Shane's YouTube clip of the week because it's pretty hilarious. I thought it was funny.
Okay. Is it hysterical?
I don't know if it's hysterical, but it's pretty hilarious.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if you'll be hysterical.
I might be hysterical. Just for
kids. It's mildly hilarious, I think. Okay. Anyway.
All right. Let's talk about our CD-ROM change.
CD-ROM.
Format. Format.
CD-ROM is not a format. Is it a format?
CDFS is the actual format.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't know?
Yeah, I did know CDFS.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, so you'll love this, but before I get into this, here's my tales from the dork side. So I spent like about 6 or 7 hours trying to install Linux on a server that I've inherited.
Oh. Well,
and I wanted to try. I wanted to put Linux on there, and then just what I was my plan was to put Linux on there, then run a couple of Windows XP systems in VMware, and try to get the magic jacks to one to go to one and one to go to the other, so I could put it, because you can't put two on the same PC. You can have two on the same broadband connection, but you can't have two on the same PC. And I have two.
Sense.
So I was going to try to get two in there and see if one would work on one system and one would work on the other. And that would have been awesome.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, but well, here's what happened. I kept installing Linux, and I installed, Fedora 9.
Uh-huh.
I installed Ubuntu.
Ubuntu.
I installed Debian.
Cool.
I installed Suzy.
You're just making things up at this point.
No, actually, no, I'm not. That's what the scary thing is. I'm like, this is like hours of installing, and I don't know why you're installing these various.
Well, here's why
versions.
I did it, because every single time I installed it, I would go to reboot the computer, and it would say no boot device available. And I was researching this, and it's like, well, I've had a number of issues with Grub on Dell servers, blah, blah, blah. Here's what you need to do, and boot to the live CD and go into Grub and blah, blah, blah. So I'm doing all this, and I still can't get it. I can't get it to boot. You know, it doesn't matter. Nothing will friggin' boot.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Yeah. So then I went into the BIOS.
Yes,
and I noticed that the drive that I'm trying to boot from was it was in the boot order, but it was disabled. So as soon as I enabled it, boop, booted right up.
Nice. What did you end up on?
Vista.
Oh my God.
The only reason I ended up on Vista in the end was because I really didn't believe I had what it took to do this USB thing, and that was the whole point, so I said, screw it.
Well, I mean, in considering
that,
Magic
the fact
Jack
that I was having trouble also, once I got Vista, once I got Linux running, I was having a lot of trouble, like, auto-mounting my NTFS RAID thing that I have in the server also.
Okay, you need to translate in 3 sentences or less, in plain English, your tale from the dork side, just so I can... I think I followed you.
Tried to install Linux... Kept getting a boot error.
Wait, no. All these different programs, Linux and Suzy and...
Well, Linux
Stub.
Linux is the kernel, right?
I think the message is here, he spent hours with another woman named Suzy. You should know about this.
So.
And some freak named Ubuntu.
Ubuntu.
I'm not sure if he's going to recover from that one.
I was hanging out with this black chick, Ubuntu. The one from Eddie Murphy Raw. Oh, wait, that's Umfufu. No.
Aunt Bunny.
Basically, I tried to install Linux, kept getting a boot error. Finally, when realized that there was a problem in the BIOS.
In the hardware, not the
It was a hardware problem. It should have worked right off the bat.
Right, okay, so you ended up with Vista, which is a Windows?
Well, right, because I was having... Once I got Linux running, and I was having trouble...
But I thought Linux, if you had Linux, you wouldn't use Windows.
He gave up.
I gave up.
He decided that it's not worth it to explore Magic Jack, because Magic Jack is crap. So,
crap.
Why spend all the time?
Well, basically, now I'm discovering, though, that this server is really, really struggling under strain
Vista.
Of Vista.
Really? How old is this server?
Not very.
What's the specs? Briefly.
I think it's got a Pentium D.
You don't know.
So single processor.
So it's like a hyper-threaded Single processor with 2 gigs of RAM and a 500 gigabyte SATA 2 hard drive, SATA 1.
Go back to Linux.
I was having a really hard time. Here's the problem. What I really need to work perfectly is the mounting of this NTFS store and file sharing, and it just wasn't working out, man.
What's an NTFS store?
Well, just that I have this RAID 5, 4 hard drives in RAID 5 on a High Point Rocket RAID controller, and it, you know, Linux has no problem recognizing that hardware and seeing the drive and seeing the partition and everything, but it, when I try to open it, I get all these problems, and I can't get it to mount like automatically, and it was just having a hard time. So I gave up. I said, I don't have time for this shit. Okay, you know how many strings and favors I've had to cash in just to get some FaceTime with my computers.
Oh.
And my Yoko's looking at me. You know damn well.
You wasted all of that time.
You know damn well how much FaceTime you need.
I do need a lot of FaceTime.
Okay, so anyway, that was my tale from the dork side. I'm a dork.
That was a great tale.
Anyway, possible thoughts on the show format.
Okay.
I'd like to, you know, obviously, when you and I get together and we talk,
you dork it up.
We're going to dork it up good. So I don't really feel like the show needs to be constrained from a thematic standpoint in a dorky way.
Free the boobies.
Is that what you want to call the show?
No.
What I'm saying is, by calling the show, first of all,
right?
Calling the show
bras and stuff like that.
Calling the show Dial a Dork is unnecessary.
I'm okay
with
that.
Not to mention the fact that nobody can.
Really? Wait. What do you mean nobody can? Did you
dial a dork?
Did you? Oh, I see.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't.
Did we lose our domain name?
No.
I'm just checking.
No.
All right. Well, I'm okay with the name change. We are the not sole proprietors, but we're the major shareholders in this endeavor, since we're the only ones that are here routinely. Dory, close third, and everybody else behind that.
It's our contingent of dorks has certainly fallen by the wayside.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a question.
From whom?
From Barbara Starr.
Who's Barbara Starr?
Barbara Starr is a listener.
I know that, dumbass. Do we know her, or is she
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Great.
So Barbara
What's
Starr...
What's Barbara Starr got to say?
I have a router from AT&T. I have their 2-wire wireless card that I can connect to the internet with my old laptop. Can this 2-wire card connect to the internet at a hotspot? I know connecting a laptop with this 2-wire card to my router, I had to enter the key that is on the bottom of the router. Do I need to get another card? The answer is no, you don't need to get another card. If you go to an internet hotspot, and I'm assuming that they're not using any encryption or any web keys, and if they are, it's probably... Or WPA encryption or anything. I'm sure they're just using WEP, if anything.
Have you ever used one of those 2-wire?
What's
things?
WEP?
It's just a Wi-Fi card.
Web encryption.
I used
protocol.
To have a 2-wire router. I had it for years.
Did
it was
you?
Great.
Okay. I've never used one.
It was great. It had a. You know what? It had a
what
kind
makes
of.
It what makes it different? A 2-wire.
Well, that's the brand name.
Oh, so it's just a wireless card.
I think when they call it 2-wire, they might be referring to the 2 wires in a phone cord. I don't know what. I don't know. But anyway,
why did Xerox name itself Xerox?
Well, it just made it sound like that you had to plug it in.
They were referring to Zero Graphic.
Oh, is that
technology.
Right?
That's
a good guess.
Yeah.
How did Kleenex come about?
I don't know. How did Q-tip?
Well, I think that one.
How did Pampers?
That beats the hell out of me about Pampers, but
where did they get the name Huggies?
Because they hug your legs.
What's up with Loves? What does that mean?
Because parents loves their children.
Oh, okay. So, Barbara, I would say that, yeah, you should be able to use that card at damn near any coffee shop in the land.
Well, you can
unless they're using... I'm guessing, though, that the card is B. If she's had it for...
Most routers at places are going to be A, B, G.
Yeah, but anyway. I'm saying if they use anything other than WEP, then she might be out of luck.
Most open hotspots don't, though.
Right, but I'm saying most places you go that are open, such as a coffee shop with free Wi-Fi or something, they're probably only going to use like 64-bit WEP just to keep people from using their internet connection without actually buying something.
Actually, most coffee places I've been to lately, they might have started doing that.
Yeah.
They just don't even bother.
Well, what
anymore.
I've been setting up is our is the clever hotspot technology where you have you double NAT,
yeah.
The internal like coffee shop
yeah.
network.
Yeah.
So you put everyone else on the first router, and mm-hmm. then you have the whole coffee shop, like all the point of sale stuff, double NATed
yeah.
behind a second router.
Sure.
And then you don't have to use any passwords or anything, and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Just make sure you have a good password on your router, your first router,
yeah,
so that your customers can't screw with that.
Uh-huh.
Well, wait, could you go back to her question, though? Because
yeah.
why did she have to enter in something from like the bottom?
Well,
of
because
computer?
The two-wire comes pre-configured with 64-bit WEP key, and there's a sticker on the bottom of the router that has the key on it. So, in other words, the router, like routers like from Linksys that you get out of the box, come pre-configured with no internet security. So right when you turn it on, you're instantly open and vulnerable to the world, and you need to set security. Well, these two wires come pre-configured with a basic security, which is the only way that you can put the key in is to actually be in the presence of the router. So, you know, you have to look on the bottom, there's a sticker.
So once the two-wire thing is activated, though, and hooked up with her router...
No, you're missing the point.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like
she has a two-wire brand router, and she has a two-wire brand wireless card. They both came together in a package deal. When she's been using the two-wire card in her laptop to connect to the two-wire router. She had to enter in the code that was on the bottom of the router onto her laptop so that the connection could take place.
Because the router's got security. Because
the router came pre-configured with encryption security, yes.
So unless your coffee shop's got some sort of weird security, she should be fine.
Well, and Windows can manage an untold number of different wireless connections and remember all the keys and everything else. So when you go back to the same place, it will remember and it will connect automatically. And it has a sequence that it tries in order. So you can kind of order your networks to, you know, which one your preferred networks
network.
As they're called. So, you know, basically, Barbara, take your laptop with your two wire down to the local coffee shop and see if you can connect, or wherever it is you plan to go, library, or I don't know what you have in mind, but you should be able to use that card just about any kind of public hotspot. I doubt very seriously any of them are using, like, WPA or WPA2, if they're using anything at all.
I concur.
I know for a fact that the Arabica in Solon and the Arabica in Slavic Village are wide open. Anyone can use it.
Nice.
So what do you think about that?
I think that was verbose, but well...
verbose.
But
it's a nice way of saying shut the fuck up, huh?
Message. Well, you gave her the answer.
Okay.
And we consume some airtime, which is that. So what are the names you have in mind for us?
Wait a second. Before we move on with Irv's suggestion, I will say this. In defense of Dial-A-Dork, as the name of the show with the general format,
mm-hmm.
is that we've spent like 3 years developing a show format around that premise, and it seems to hold things together pretty well, like that there is sort of a common theme that you're supposed to come back to, like as conversation flows.
But I think that Irv's point is that we naturally come back to that dorky stuff anyway. We cannot deny our nature.
Deny your nature.
Even Dory, our erstwhile.
I'm dorky too. I know
exactly.
But I thought that email was timely. That was very ironic, actually.
Hmm. Yes, a call-in when we were considering dropping the dialing from the dorkdom.
Yeah.
I actually had it was kind of more of a, I'm thinking about changing the show kind of like the way that the Wailers became Bob Marley and the Wailers.
What, you're going to be Irv Katz and,
Well, I want to call it the Irv Katz Show.
Yeah.
Okay. But I kind of want to call it the Irv Katz Show. I just don't want to use Irv Katz. I was thinking about using a nickname that I've that I've earned.
This is not Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, I guess I've been listening to a little bit of, you know, Rover's Morning Glory and other things. And I first of all, you know, Rover, God bless him, I think he's a hack.
Okay.
I mean, he really sounds like a Stern knockoff.
I used to listen to it all the time. I just can't stand it anymore.
I guess we're all Howard Stern knockoffs in a way.
No. We're definitely not. We don't have half as many naked girls running around the place.
I don't plan to put anything up my butt and let
I'm not talking,
look at
I'm not talking about
the bongo fiesta
going
on.
I'm not talking about the prurient aspect of the show. I'm talking about sort of the personality-driven, kind of a cult of personality show. You know, you have like the dominant personality, and then you have all the surrounding players who are critical to the success of the show. They really, you wouldn't listen to Howard Stern all by himself. He would probably suck. But Howard playing off of all of his friends, Robin, mm-hmm. Fred, Baba Booey,
yeah.
and so on and so on. In the past, I guess Jackie, you know, and others, or Artie, whatever, playing off of these people is what makes the show great. Howard is nothing without the people around him for him to be a bad boy, and you know, to be inappropriate and to bring out that part of
Herb,
himself.
I'm not going to spank you on the air.
First of all, you are
going to even
gonna,
if you are
you
bad,
are going to spank
boy.
Me on it. Here's the thing. What I want to do is we're going to talk about dorky stuff no matter what, but I want to free us up to talk about anything and not have to apologize. Well, sorry that wasn't a very dorky show today, but
I think I want it
to be wide open.
I think we just stop apologizing. I'm fine with that, and I'm fine with being wide open, too. And quite honestly, if you want to call it the Irvin Matt Show or, you know, I&M, I'm okay with that, too.
You want to be the Irvin Matt Show?
Well, it's Opie and Anthony, kind of.
Opie
know?
And Anthony?
You know.
Well, we don't want to leave out the Yoko here. I wanted to throw out this nickname that I've been given at a client of mine.
You've been given a nickname.
Yeah, I have a nickname, and they all basically everybody except like the most
senior
people use this nickname.
Kay.
I'm talking about VPs and stuff. Call me this.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, and well, let me explain where it came from first, how I got the nickname, without telling you what the nickname is. But the company buys lunch for the employees every Friday. And a couple of people in the company actually are franchisees of Dave's Cosmic Subs. They have a couple of Dave's.
Dave's Cosmic.
Yeah, they're good.
So good.
They're good. And they...
One in Coventry. Oh.
Well, they have one,
they
a couple in like the Menor area.
They're great.
Are you going to be okay?
No.
It's really okay. They're just okay. They're good.
Don't.
The Bellas are better.
You know, I don't agree with that anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know you do because you have that more often.
I haven't had it in a little while. This,
but what's
the bread at the Bellas is so amazing.
This place over on the...
In the Chagrin
Highlands.
Yeah,
like Richmond Road.
I've never heard you talk about the Bellas.
The Bellas is spectacular. Yeah.
Jimmy John's is not bad.
They're okay. Look, Dave's is good. The Dave's
anyway,
Cosmic Sub
Dave's
is
Cosmic
very good.
Yeah, very good sandwich.
Anyway, look.
They do a great...
We get Dave's a lot for
well.
Lunch, okay?
Sure.
But now what they do is they order, like, party platters, okay?
Okay.
But what they used to do is go around with the menu, like the fax menu or whatever, and you just would fill out what you
whatever
wanted.
Whatever you wanted. That makes sense.
And I didn't really think about it. I put, give me a large Dave's Cosmic... I'd never had them before. Here's the thing. I'd never had them, so I just said, give me a large Dave's.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the menu, it says like small, large. Like, well, give me the large.
Yeah.
Okay, well what people don't realize is that the large is look, the small. It's like an 8-inch sub.
The large is like
the
three
large,
feet long.
The large looks like a fucking bazooka.
It does.
I mean, it's huge. Okay, it's so, it wrapped in that white wax paper, it's fucking
you
huge.
You could kill somebody with this thing.
Just by forcing them to eat it all in one sitting. Well, anyway, the point is that everybody else in the company ordered a small. So we're all kind of standing there collecting the sandwiches, and they hand me this torpedo, this grinder, and everyone else has the little thing, and they're all looking at me. And so ever since, and they're all a little annoyed with me. They're like, dude, you're getting free lunch. Why do you have to be greedy? I'm like, I didn't know. I've never ordered them before. They're like, what do you mean you never ordered them before? I've never had them. So from then on, I've been called Big Sandwich. Some people just call me Sandwich, but most people call me Big Sandwich.
All right. First, that is damn funny.
Yeah.
Second, I'm putting the kibosh on that one right away.
Why? Well, I was thinking, what if we call it...
It's not going to be the Big Sandwich Show.
Why not?
Because it's terrible.
Why is that terrible? I think that's good. Welcome to the Big Sandwich Show. I'm Irv Big Sandwich Katz, and we are here with Dork Almighty Matt Minar.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh.
Sorry, bro.
I am shot down.
I also,
Matt, then I hate to tell you this, but you're fired.
Good thing you have a baby.
You're just gonna show up anyway. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm taking my
50%.
No, really. Yeah, I know. Honestly, though, you have a full voting share on this. This is owned by Com Group. You have a full voting share.
Honestly, you know, I'm concerned that they're making fun of you, though.
Well, yes, that's the whole point, but it's all good nature.
Is
you gotta
it,
understand,
is it,
though.
Okay, I'm just concerned,
Matt,
for my friend.
Matt,
you know?
Here's what it is. Here's the
you
way it goes, okay?
In a company
full of guys.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, that's right.
If they're not making fun of you, that means they don't like you
anymore. Yeah, that's true.
There are people in that company who their nickname is merely the diminutive of their first name.
Oh, nice.
So, Dave. Or uh-huh. Joe, yep. Or Nate, or whatever. And those guys, they're great guys, but they don't have nicknames like me.
That's true.
So everyone likes
What's
them.
What's another nickname?
But I'm beloved.
Beloved.
I'm a beloved character.
Does anyone else have a nickname like Big Sandwich?
No.
You are uniquely beloved.
All right, never mind. I'm trying to think, actually, if anybody... Well, you know, some people are... their initials. J.R., J.B.,
Ewing.
You know. But I actually have two nicknames.
Really?
I'm Big Sandwich to most people, and then to the one guy who's one of the principals of the company and is responsible for bringing in about, I don't know...
A lot of money.
$500 or $600 million worth of money under management. He calls me Irvine.
Irvine.
He says Irvine.
I like that. Oh yeah, I think that's teasing, but
I don't know.
Respectable.
I don't know, dude. I think it's
Irvine.
I don't know. I think it's funny. I think it's kind of. Excuse me while I take my socks off.
Well, you might as well join the rest of us. I mean, we're all
sock free.
Exactly.
I don't know. To me, I think it's a kind of an alpha male gorilla thing.
Irvine?
Yeah.
He's called
well, he's
you
like
Irvine
he's like he's like
you're?
I'm the alpha, yeah. And I'll call you whatever I want to call you.
Well, I can't argue with that.
But he's a great guy, super guy, but he's very much an alpha.
Yeah.
Very alpha.
Well, there's a lot of alphas at that point.
This guy actually,
he has
the distinction of quite possibly, he might be the only college football player in history to have been MVP of two different conferences in his career at the same school.
At the same school?
At the same school.
Oh, that is impressive.
Because he was the quarterback for Case. He was the quarterback for Case.
Oh.
And his first year, he won the MVP, and they were in one conference, and they switched conferences the next year, and he won the MVP again.
Well, yeah.
So,
but that's, you know, that's not even, that division is so
like
low.
I didn't say Division One. I said college football.
I know what you said. I understand that.
Kiss off.
Well,
hey, you know,
it could have happened recently because there all those teams went from the Big East to the ACC, and
I was coming back from Florida. I shared a cab with a guy who's from Parma. His son's getting ready to go to college. They're actually looking at Case, and the guy looks at me. He's like, "You know, does Case have any sports?"
Yeah, they're Division III.
And I was like, "Yeah, they do. They have a football team now.
And a beautiful new stadium.
A great
stadium. I wouldn't be surprised if they moved up a division because if they start, it's all a matter of how many scholarships I think you give out, and maybe a certain amount of minimum attendance or something. I'm not even sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so
I don't know about Division I, but.
I know they have a golf team as well. I thought that had done fairly well.
They have everything. They had a basketball team. Their basketball coach might have he, for all I know, he coached more games in college basketball than anyone else in history. I mean, Coach, what the hell was his name?
You're asking me?
Yeah, you remember the coach of the Case basketball team?
No, I didn't know Case had a basketball team when I went to Case.
He was the coach for like 50 years, I think.
Tonight's show brought to you by
Course and Dunk
Abbey Ale.
Course and Dunk.
Bottle conditioned in the Method Champenois.
Yes, well.
Ode Turnhout, Belgium. Mm.
I don't know what I was thinking trying to get us away from
Dial a Dork.
Dorkiness. Well, anyways, I want you to think it over.
Think it over?
Okay. I mean,
we're not going to be the Big Sandwich Show. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with the Big Sandwich Show? It doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing. Yeah, I mean, even at least names tell you who the players are. Big Sandwich, I'm like, oh,
the
Jesus.
Don't you mean player?
Well, here's the thing. If we change the name to the Irvin Matt Show, we've pretty much made it pretty clear to Drew, Russ, and James that we don't ever expect to see them again.
I don't agree with that at all. I think we make it clear that we don't see them. And as you said, there's other players in the show.
Yeah, well, how can we do the three of us? How can we make a show name that reflects
the three of us? I can't guarantee that I'm always going to be available to do this, though. So I don't know if I should be in the name.
How about we call it 4 balls, 2 tits, and 3 mics?
That's disgusting. Sounds like the worst salad ever.
It sounds like the worst church marquee you've ever seen in your life.
4B, 2T, 4M.
What was it? 3 nails plus 1 cross equals 4 given.
Oh, crying out loud.
Best
oh, for
ever.
Christ's sake.
That, yeah, exactly. That's
Christ
why I didn't say
on
that.
A cracker.
Christ.
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna hold my tongue on this one.
Well, hold
where are you
going to
hold it?
Wouldn't you like
that? Oh, look at the time. I've got to go.
Well, look at the time. Let's see how we're doing here on time, speaking of time.
I don't know. I like the idea of having a loose framework.
Don Larson has emailed the show to say DeBella's is the best in Ohio. Thank you, Don. I knew I could count on you.
I've never even been to DeBella's. You need to take me.
Well, it's mostly meat.
Biatch.
But they have an everything bun there that's like an everything bagel with like poppy and sesame and shit all over. It's so friggin' good. Word 'em up. Well, we are over an hour pretty much. We're at about an hour in show.
What are we, punching a clock at this point? Are we working for overtime?
I'm just making sure that, you know, we...
Ridicule. I'm good for something.
Well, we better do Shane's dealio.
YouTube.
Shane's YouTube clip of the week. It is, let's see, let me pull up the page here. It is called Bill O'Reilly's Producer Unseen Footage.
Wait a minute, what am I searching for?
Bill O'Reilly's Producer Unseen Footage.
That's the name of the
YouTube. You want to just come over here and watch it, man?
Well, I'm going to use my, you know, fancy technology over here.
It's really, really. Well, don't download it also. We're going to kill the band. Don's trying to listen to the show. And the whole thing's being broadcast over Magic Jack, so our whole... No, it's not, but...
Tonight's show brought to you by Magic Jack.
Tonight's show brought to you by Magic Jack.
It sucks.
It blows. So do you want to hear this thing?
All right, hang on a second. I'm coming over.
There's one line in particular which really just I thought was absolutely hilarious.
Wait, explain something to me though.
Yeah.
Why would Matt surfing on his iPhone fuck up our bandwidth? Is he gonna
jump using
on
our Wi-Fi
our
connection?
Yeah, I'm on your Wi-Fi.
I thought that the iPhone had its own internet connection.
It can, but it can also make use of Wi-Fi, which is faster.
Ah.
So
some people are saying, actually, that they're going to implement a small voice-over IP client for the iPhone. So then you don't
awesome.
Even have to use your minutes to make phone
awesome.
Calls.
Awesome!
So you have VoIP using your iPhone.
You could.
It could be like Skype.
I'm actually considering writing 2 different applications for the iPhone with another buddy of mine. So
you're going to write an application?
Well, actually, my buddy's probably going to write it, but...
you're going to be enterprise architect.
I already came up with the ideas. They're good ideas. It's just I'm not a great coder.
We don't want to talk about them on the show.
Not yet. They're not fully formed yet.
Intellectual property
rights.
Property
problems, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wait, I thought there was some big static about apps written by users and how Steve Jobs could, like, you know, torpedo them if he chooses to. And
yeah, there is some static about that, but it's just by the people who...
Isn't there an API for the iPhone?
Yes, there's a SDK for it.
So if there's an SDK, they want people to... I think they want people to write software.
Software Development Kit, SDK.
Okay.
They want people to write software.
They want people to write, but they want some say in what actually gets, you know, published and how it gets published to the iPhone. Just recently they were talking about how the iPhone is a great porn device. You know, big screen, good bandwidth, the 3G is going to be great, but Steve Jobs and Apple have had a fairly hard stance against porn.
They
would never approve a software item for, you know, delivery by Apple. Like, you'd be able to buy software over iTunes.
So you could buy the porn software. Or are you saying any application you write...
There's no porn on iTunes, is I think what he's saying.
I'm saying an application that I wrote,
could then
be sold through the iTunes store.
You could sell it.
I could, yeah.
And you make money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
$5 a download.
But
you can't buy a scene of porn for 99 cents at iTunes.
That's true.
But wait a second. So
I'm sure they would sell...
How do they even vet...
Bootloads.
How do they vet the software programs? If you're going to write an app and they need to approve it before they put it on iTunes...
You have to deep-throat Steve Jobs, basically.
Yeah, like, really.
That's
like,
their problem. Well, and you're waiting for it.
Your problem.
Well, yeah,
no,
I mean, I wonder what...
It means if we're waiting, and if they don't, then you're screwed.
I wonder, like, what the wait time is. I mean, it's going to be, like, 6 months before you hear if it got approved?
You know, it hasn't really been all proven out yet, so I don't know the answers
to
the question.
Fascinating.
I'll let you know, though, as soon as I know.
Thank you, Matt.
A man on the street.
Totally cool.
In fact, I think Comm Group needs to sponsor my trip to Cupertino so I can go visit Steve Jobs.
How about KeyBank?
Okay, are we going to watch this?
Okay, let's watch this thing.
Okay. We'll wrap it.
Tell everybody what it is again.
It's Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly's producer, Unseen Footage. Are we ready?
We're going to watch it right now, folks.
We're going to watch it right now.
We're watching it.
You can listen to our reaction.
All right, this is... I guess they're recording some pre-recorded material for the Inside Edition, the show that Bill O'Reilly used to host many years ago.
This is fake.
Of course it's fake.
Okay, good. Dead air. I love outtakes.
You troglodyte homunculus. Nice.
Wait a second.
Look at him now. He's like, fuck you! Let's do it! Hello! I love how he calls him a troglodyte homunculus.
Okay, I don't get it, though. So it seemed like that was the real Bill O'Reilly, right?
It was.
It was. It was a fake
dude. It's an outtake, and they tweaked it.
Yeah, right, it's a fake dude.
It's right. Get that. But
Beldar Conehead would vote for the Big Sandwich Show.
Yes, he certainly would. Don Larson says Beldar Conehead would vote for the Big Sandwich Show.
Who's Beldar Conehead?
That's probably true.
The Conehead dad, and he eats enormous mass quantities of food.
All right, so
but since he's from France, we know that they don't get votes.
He's from Remoulac.
France.
And do you remember his wife's name?
Brebet.
Primate,
something like that.
Yeah. Primate.
Primate.
Sensor rings!
He's like that.
It's like some kind of weird cat noise.
Chicken ovum.
Chicken embryos.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm, fried chicken embryos and grid cakes.
Oh, God. I'm going now.
All right. Anyway, I guess that wraps up the Dial a Dork show for this week.
The soon-to-be previously named Dial a Dork
show. The soon-to-be continuously named, the soon-to-be still named Dial a Dork
show. Soon-to-be previously named Dial a Dork.
No, we're not. Doesn't it sound like you want to change the name?
No, I want to change the name.
Oh, you want to change the name?
Yeah,
it's not to the Big Sandwich Show.
The Big Sandwich Show.
You don't like the Big Sandwich Show?
I don't want to change the name.
You don't?
No.
Dory doesn't want to change the name because you feel like we've just done such a great job
built such a brand loyalty.
Well, I feel like the show has structure and it's loose, so you guys can go off topic.
The show has structure and it's loose.
We're more
like
an organic whole.
It's like frozen peas and toothpicks.
It's a loose framework that you guys are working in.
It's like gumdrops and toothpicks.
It helps keep the pace of the show, and it helps. You know, I like the segments that you guys developed. I wish we would have had segments when we were on AM radio.
All right, fine.
We did have segments.
I guess it's still the Dial a Dork show until we can dispose of Yoko.
Have her killed.
Have the Rolling Stones killed.
But, sir,
do what I say.
It's really not up to me. I'm just throwing in my 2 cents.
All right, well, anyway,
woman, I'll get you one day.
We love you, Yoko, and we respect your opinion. Dead air.
Family Guy's been pretty good lately.
Dude, don't start. We're ending the show.
Oh.
Don't start talking about stuff.
On next week's show.
Next week's show. What do you mean next week?
Are we doing one next week?
I hope so, but in our next, just say next show. We have no idea when it's going to be.
In our to-be-determined, temporally located show.
In our show, TBD show.
We will talk about all things possibly Family Guy.
No.
No.
No, we will talk about something, I'm sure, and it will be entertaining.
Amen.
Hopefully Shane will send another clip. Hopefully Tim will send us a question.
A bare metal question.
A bare metal question. I'm sure we'll have a wow and a tale from the dark side.
You know,
and then we'll freestyle it like Shaq did talking about Kobe the other night.
Kobe, yeah. We ought to actually send Tim some follow-up questions to his questions. Like, so did he ever get that?
That's true. Actually, Tim, if you're listening, it would be great if you could send us sort of a general update from
yeah,
all the
what
questions.
The hell?
Did the USB,
did anything work?
Did the USB keys ever come back? Did the how about all those computers you bought at your company and blah, blah blah blah?
Wasn't his girlfriend or somebody buying a computer
and did they ever find
they
that
whore
you killed? I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Are you going to tell us where Jimmy Hoffa is?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that does it for tonight's show. Thank you very much for listening. Next week, maybe, possibly, we'll do a show. But in the meantime, visit us at dial-a-dork.com. Email us at dorks@dial-a-dork.com. Go to cafepress.com/dialadork, no hyphens. Buy some crap. And anything else?
Now we'll see you for the Independence Day week. That is next week.
Tuesday is the first. Tuesday is the first.
Friday is the third.
You're telling me July 4th
is
on a Saturday?
Saturday.
Party.
Well, I just want to make sure everybody knows that the barbecue and celebration over at our good friends in Lakewood's house, we won't be attending that, will we, Dory? Oh, no. We won't be.
All right, folks, I think we're done.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much for listening. See you real soon.
Good night.